Undine, written by Penny Russell and read by Melissa Eccleston. She had come close, really close, to surrendering herself. Not to Richard, but to the magic. It hadn't been like the storm this time, which had happened before she even knew it was happening. This time, she had almost been in control of it. The sensation had been heady, tempting. For the most transient of moments, she had wanted to transform herself, let the magic change her completely, irrevocably. She'd held Richard in the palm of her hand. If she'd wanted to, she could have... Downstairs, glass tinkled. Something had broken. Lou's anger seeped through the floorboards. Undine flopped onto the bed. She looked at the rumpled covers and thought maybe she should just get in. Despite the streaming early afternoon sun, there was definitely something tempting about burying herself in her doona and sleeping for, say, the next 5 years. But she was restless. The magic was almost totally gone now. However, a faint undertow of it tugged inside her. She had tried to push the magic away. In the pub the night before, she had pretended almost successfully to be a normal girl. But today was proof that there was nothing normal about her. At the thought, she felt an unexpected thrill of excitement. What she could do, her power, it was amazing. It was dangerous. It was the glittering blade of a knife. It was the momentum and single-mindedness of a bullet. But it was also vivid and intoxicating. She was almost tempted to use it again, to find Richard and see what would have happened if Lou had not come home. It was clear that no one here could help her. Not Lou, or Trout, or Richard, or Mim. There was only one person in the whole wide world who could make sense of the last few days of her life, and she had no idea where to find him.